it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports director Jeff Hathorn joining us now for the Hawk Report, Harry. Ah! The Hawk Report.
Yeah, I was hoping for one more call.
I did it twice.
For us, it's like the Crow Report. That's much more of a crow than a hawk. A hawk is...
Doran doesn't like it.
Sounded like a baby lion.
Doran doesn't like it. I love Jeff Hathorn.
I love Jeff, too.
He's a good man.
Great man.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Peace. Jeff.
Wow. What's up, guys?
Jeff, we have many things to go over with you, but I want to start with the undefeated, on pace to go 82-0 Pittsburgh Penguins. Do you believe Arturs Shelovs will start tonight? And until Murashov comes up, do you think he's going to get the lion's share of the time between the pipes? He was impressive on Tuesday.
Man, he was. Yeah, he was impressive. And it wasn't anything spectacular. Like, he didn't have to go side to side or flash the glove. He was just solid. He was where he needed to be. And what do you know? He actually got help in front. I'm sure Jari's watching that. I was like, wait, what the hell is this responsible hockey that's going on in front of Shelovs? I want a piece of that. But yeah, I mean, I like the fact, two things I liked right from the start of the game, that he started the three legends and the two teenagers, and that he went with a goalie that he thought gave him the best chance to win. Not the one making the most money, not the one that you're trying to trade and drive up his value. They went with the one that they thought could win. Now it's up to this group and Muse and the coaching staff to keep them playing that way. Because if they think they figured it out after one win, how many times have we seen that under Sullivan where they play responsible for a short period of time and then it's like, okay, we're back to fire wagon hockey and it just goes south miserably.
Jeff, you think Sunday against the Browns is the game where they try to get Pat Freiermuth the most involved this season?
I don't know if this is the one. There's going to be games. He's going to have his games. I don't know if this is the one. I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of 12 and 13, which is going to get him on the field. But I don't know. Here's what I don't think you will see. Seven-step drops where he's got time to go down the field and find Freiermuth in a developing route. I think you're going to see a lot of those quick passes that we've seen especially work so well. And, man, the timing. I mean, we've seen those quick passes before, but maybe they're a little bit behind, and we haven't been able to see the yak take off like we've seen it this year because Aaron has been right on target.
Jeff, you are a dutiful broadcaster and good man. You also grew up rooting for the Buckeyes of Ohio State and have followed the Steelers and Pittsburgh sports for a very long time. Which gives you more joy, Penn State losing to UCLA or Bill Belichick in Carolina being a total dumpster fire?
Yeah, Belichick.
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean, what a disaster. I was thinking, I mean, think of he and Bill O'Brien combined to be the force in the NFL, and what happened to them on Saturday?
Wow, yeah.
Good point.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
And what's going on with Bill, like, listen, yeah, I root for it. I was going to say I don't want to see someone like that go down, like, but I do. I think he cheated the game. I think he was buoyed by his quarterback into a much better coach than he actually is. And now we're seeing it.
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Doran asked if this was the Freiermuth game. You look at what he's done against the Bengals. Maybe that'll be the game. Last year, 6 catches, 68 yards and a touchdown. In the first game, second game between the two, 8 catches, 85 yards and a touchdown. But I'll ask you the same question, but about Calvin Austin. Not about Calvin Austin, about Roman Wilson. With Calvin Austin being likely out of this game, are we finally going to see the second-year guy out of Michigan make an impact on offense?
I think it's going to go this way. He's going to get an early opportunity. What does he do with it? And I think that's going to determine going forward because I think they want to play. They know what they're getting from Skoronek, especially from a blocking standpoint. They know if they put three tight ends, what they're kind of getting out there. And they like Scotty in occasions, especially on third down, as a guy that you know is going to catch the football. So Roman has to earn it. He's going to get a shot. Will he earn more reps when he gets that opportunity? And could we actually see, maybe we could see Roman return kicks. Maybe that would get him going. Like, get him back there, return a kick. Maybe that gets his momentum, his juices like going, that. Yeah. And that could provide something for the young guy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, Pitt Panthers, they got a little shot in the arm this past weekend with Mason Heinchel at quarterback, the young 18-year-old, looking pretty good. How do you think the Pitt Panthers fare down in Tallahassee on Saturday, taking on the Florida State Seminoles?
Well, it's not for lack of preparation. We've been hearing the Seminole chant for the last few days that's been bleeding over into the indoor facility, and they're practicing outside. That's how loud it is. Listen, this is a challenge. I mean, we hear about the intangibles with Mason and how he's a leader, how he's not afraid to be in that position even as a freshman. He's going to face some tough situations down there. I mean, I don't like the matchup because of the size on the lines for Florida State. I mean, their offensive line is mammoth, and their defensive line is big as well. I mean, let's let the kid sling and see what he has. I mean, Castellanos is going to be a handful. With that group around him, he is going to be a handful, someone they have to account for.
Jeff, we'll circle back. One last Penguins question. Do you think Ben Kindle, can he stay on this roster all year? I know they're going to get Russ back. They're going to get McGroarty back. Was this always just going to be a 9-game tryout or a 9-game flash in the pan, or do you think it's actually a tryout?
I think it's actually a tryout. I think they're willing to watch and see by game 7 or 8, they'll have a good idea of what they have. And if they feel like he could last an NHL season, I do think he has a chance. Now, most likely, he goes back to Canada and plays in juniors, which I hate that rule.
So I mean, dumb.
It would help him so much more if he could play in the AHL. But I just like the fact that you're seeing him and Brunick getting an opportunity, like, go do it on the ice. I mean, the Rangers are going to play hard. Islanders, this is going to be a challenge tonight. They're not putting them up in the press box. They're letting them go out there and play. It's things that we've wanted to see maybe for a couple of years that the Penguins are doing this season.
Jeff, I think, okay, last thing for real. I think Sully's going to struggle big time this year. He went from a team with an aging core and a terrible bottom six to a team with an aging core and a terrible bottom six.
Did you notice for the first two intermissions, they came back and Messier looked like he had already given up on Sullivan. Like, he was so ticked off at what he was watching on the ice. It's one game. When Sullivan came here, they struggled a little bit in the first couple of games, and then they took off. They do have some talent there, but I think to your point, I don't know if the Rangers can play the style that he has the most success with.
Yeah.
Which, it's not going to be a forgiving market if they start off really slow.
It sure isn't, and I love Mike Sullivan, but I hate the Rangers, and my hatred always wins out. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Carl.
That was the Hawk Report.
Ah!
The Hawk Report.
Ah!
Doran gets so mad.
That's why I do it now.
Well, the Hawks sound more high-pitched, like, I can't do it because my voice won't go that high.
Let's go to break.
Like,
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.